This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story well told. I'm John. Coming up in a moment, a big win for California churches as the Supreme Court lifts COVID restrictions. That story right after this short message.
Virginia teachers, take the lead in education with up to 64% off your graduate degree at Liberty University. This year has forced you to innovate, adapt, overcome, and you've not only risen to the challenge, you've crushed it. Now help education emerge from this crisis stronger than ever with your MAT or MED degree. Our transfer-friendly degree programs are 100% online and start as low as $282 per credit hour. It's our thanks for all you do for our future. To learn more, text TEACHER to 49595. That's TEACHER to 49595.
For more than a year, California churches have been battling against their state's coronavirus public health mandates. A major part of that battle came to an end on Monday, April 12th, as the Supreme Court of the United States struck down the indoor worship capacity limits set by the state against houses of worship. The previous Friday, April 9th, they ruled that home Bible study and worship gatherings are able to take place again. Churches and ministries in California have had constant legal fights against the draconian mandates from Governor Newsom and his health department. And now, their First Amendment rights are being honored and upheld by the highest court in the land. A California website posted that in response to recent judicial rulings effective immediately, location and capacity limits on places of worship are not mandatory, but are strongly recommended. Beginning April 15th, the state is once again allowing indoor concerts, theater performances, and other private gatherings. San Francisco's COVID Command Center released a statement saying that, "We know San Franciscans are eager to resume these types of events, but as with everything we do during this pandemic, we have to continue to prioritize public health as we move forward with reopening." Harmeet K. Dillon, the founder of the Center for American Liberty, said that, "Governor Newsom should have done this a long time ago. For over a year, the state of California has targeted the faith community for discriminatory treatment, depriving them of their fundamental right to worship." She responded to the Supreme Court rulings, tweeting, "Huge victory for the First Amendment today. Kudos to Charles Lemandry, Paul Jonna, and all the lawyers working with me in the three cases we worked on that reached the Supreme Court in 2021. After a year of extensive and expensive litigation, the state has been forced to do the right thing." In conclusion, Dillon commented that, "While we celebrate the lifting of restrictions today, our work is not done. We will not relent until we have sufficient precedent from courts prohibiting this civil liberties crisis from ever happening again." I'm John Matarazzo. Join me on my Along the Way podcast. You'll hear interviews with people who are actively walking with Christ so that we can learn from each other's journeys along their way. You can find my Along the Way podcast right here on the Charisma Podcast Network. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News Podcast, one story well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John. God bless you.